Now, to adopt means to take one from outside the family, bring him in, and give him a family standing. This is what divine election is all about. God decreed that all who are in Jesus Christ would be members of the family of God and given the right to be the sons of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 is a doxology of praise ascribed to each of the three persons of the Holy Trinity. These 12 verses are one sentence of 202 words as the Apostle Paul first wrote them in the Greek language. The work of God the Father in the salvation of sinners is set forth in verses 3 through 6 and may be summarized in the word election. The work of God the Son in the salvation of sinners is set forth in verses 7 through 12 and may be summarized in the word redemption. The work of God the Holy Spirit in the salvation of sinners is set forth in verses 13 and 14 and may be summarized in the word sealing. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved." God the Father is intimately involved in the salvation of sinners. His work is expressed in three words in biblical terminology. First, foreknowledge. God's knowledge of the entire course of human events is indicated here. In saving sinners, God acted upon the basis of his knowledge of all things. Second, election. This is God's act of selection of persons so as to bring them into a special and saving relationship with him. Election is a sovereign act of God according to the foreknowledge of God and is wholly of grace. Third, predestination. This is God's effective exercise of his will by which things before determined are brought to pass. The doctrine of divine election simply proves that God does not act carelessly nor without a forethought. The salvation of sinners is God's own plan, which he purposed before the world began. To trust Jesus is to share in God's eternal plan. First, consider the selection involved. He hath chosen us. God himself is the author of divine election. Jesus said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." When Paul writes in Ephesians 1:4, "He hath chosen us," a grammatical form is used which means God chose us for himself. We are the recipients of divine election. He hath chosen us. Now, God's choice was based on his own pleasure, not our merit, and so the praise for divine election goes to him. Out of all the multitudes of human history, by his own sovereign choice, God has chosen to himself those who are the recipients of salvation in Jesus. For none of us deserved such a privilege. In grace, he chose to save those who trust Jesus. Consider the time. He hath chosen us before the foundation of the world. Man lives from day to day. He may plan ahead for a few years, but all his plans are tentative and uncertain. A man's best laid plans often go astray. It is never so with God. God works from eternity to eternity. His plans reach across time. He makes no plan which is not realized. He sets no goal which is not reached. It's not surprising, therefore, for us to read that God's elective choice was made before the foundation of the world. Revelation 17, verse 8 says that our names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. So certain was the sacrifice of Jesus with the attendant salvation of sinners that he was foreordained before the foundation of the world, though he was only manifest in these last times. He who is able to declare the end from the beginning, whose counsel shall stand, has no problem in declaring in advance those who will receive Christ's redemption and be saved. The method of God's election is by the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. God decreed the adoption of sinners as his own children by Jesus Christ. Now, to adopt means to take one from outside the family, bring him in, and give him a family standing. This is what divine election is all about. God decreed that all who are in Jesus Christ would be members of the family of God and given the right to be the sons of God. Who are adopted? Sinners. What is their adoptive privilege? Children. How are they adopted? By Jesus Christ. Why did God adopt them? Love. What a miracle of grace. After the Battle of Austerlitz, Napoleon adopted the children of the soldiers who fell in battle. They were supported and educated by the state and permitted to attach Napoleon to their name. This was an adoption, but it was not an adoption in love. It was simply a recognition of service performed by their fathers. How different God is in His adoptive motive. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. God loves you and takes you into His family in a spirit of love. The motive of God's election is the good pleasure of His will. God's work of election is based on the counsel of His will and performed according to the good pleasure of His will. That is to say, no external compulsion required God to save sinners. By His own deliberate purpose and design, His counsel, according to His own desire and plan, His will, and to His own great delight, His good pleasure, He decreed the salvation of sinners. God performed the redemptive deed. It was done not by sheer determination, but with supreme delight. The will of God may sound arbitrary and harsh, but it is not so. Love and grace removes all that is not tender. The will of God suggests that He acted in view of His infinite and far-reaching wisdom. All ages will marvel at the exceeding riches of His grace, which is shown in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. The will of God is for your good and will bring great joy when you enter into it. The goal of God's election is that we should be holy and to the praise of His glory. That means God has both an immediate and remote goal in saving sinners. The immediate goal is stated in verse 4, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. We must be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world. This is possible only if you are found in Him, not having your own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God by faith. God saves us to make us pure. The more remote goal in God's salvation of sinners is that we should be to the praise of His glory. God saves us to use us. Making us His children, we become His witnesses. We are living evidence to the world of the reality of redemption which is in Christ Jesus. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll welcome you. It is no secret what God can do. So come to Jesus today. Thank Him for dying for you. Welcome Him in to cleanse your life. You will rejoice in forgiveness, acceptance, holiness, and eternal inheritance, and countless other blessings. This is what God had in mind when He chose to save those who come to Him through faith in Jesus Christ.